I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good day. Here are the stories for the Manila Times for Tuesday, April 23, 2024. Today's episode is brought to you by Wilcon Depot, the Philippines' leading home improvement and construction supplies retailer, your trusted building partner. Read, First Lady's feelings not tied with my job. Vice President Sara Duterte on Monday said that First Lady Liza Araneta Marcos' personal feelings had nothing to do with her mandate as a government official. It was the vice president's first reaction to an interview that Mrs. Marcos had last week in which she said she was no longer on good terms with Duterte. The vice president told the public that the country is facing big problems that need to be resolved by the government. Read, Balikatan drills focus on potential flashpoints. Thousands of Filipino and American troops kicked off joint Balikatan military exercises on Monday, concentrating in the northern and western parts of the nation, near the potential flashpoints of the South China Sea and Taiwan. Contrary to international opinion, China claims almost the entire waterway, a key route for international trade. Beijing also considers self-ruled Taiwan to be part of its territory. In response to China's growing influence, the United States has been bolstering alliances with countries in the Asia-Pacific region, including the Philippines. Read, PH, Qatar signed 9 agreements. The Philippines and Qatar on Monday signed at least 9 agreements to work together in combating human trafficking and promoting seafarers' welfare, tourism, sports and climate mitigation. The signing of the Memorandums of Agreement, MOAS, highlighted the state visit of Qatar's Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani in Manila. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and Al Thani witnessed the signing following their meeting in Malacanang. One agreement is for the mutual recognition of seafarer certificates to implement the provisions in the International Convention on Standards of Training, Certification and Watchkeeping for Seafarers, STCW Convention, of 1978 and the amendments, in which Qatar acceded by Decree 14, of 2003. Read, voter registrants reach 2.2 M. In just 2 months, the Commission on Elections, COMELEC, received around 2.2 million voter applications for registration. COMELEC spokesman John Rex Laudianco said roughly 1 million are first-time voters. With this turnout, Laudianco said that the poll body expects to reach the target of 3 million new registered voters by September 30, 2025. Read, Fire engulfs 19 vehicles at NAIA. A grass fire at the Ninoy Aquino International Airport, NAIA, ignited 19 vehicles in a car park on Monday, airport and fire authorities said, with videos on social media showing thick plumes of black smoke billowing into the sky. There were no immediate reports of injuries. Flight operations were unaffected by the blaze, the Manila International Airport Authority, MIAA, said in a statement. The MIA said it received a report of the blaze at around 1:30 p.m. and the fire was extinguished within half an hour. Business, vehicle sales decelerate in March. Headlining business, vehicle sales slowed sharply in March compared to a month earlier, but automakers remain confident that consumer demand will lead to another record high this year. A total of 37,474 units left showrooms last month, 1.6% higher than the year earlier 36,880. The Chamber of Automotive Manufacturers of the Philippines Incorporated, COMPI, and the Truck Manufacturers Association, TMA, said in a report on Monday. The count, however, is 1.6% lower than the 38,072 sold in February, when sales surged by 23.2% year-on-year.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Year to date, automobile sales still grew by 12.7% to 109,606 units from 97,284 in the first quarter of last year. Sports: Filipino fencers all set for Olympic qualifiers. With more than 10 years of experience playing in international competitions, probably 100 of accumulated bouts, and thousands of hours spent training here and abroad, the biggest test comes again for Filipino fencers Nathaniel Perez, Noelito Jose, Haniel Labella, and Samantha Catantan. The Manila Times: it's the brave four going for that elusive Olympic berth. The four fencers will leave for flood-ravaged Dubai today, April 23rd, then navigate the desert for a two-hour drive to go to Fujairah, the seventh-largest city in the United Arab Emirates, UAE, that will host the Asian Olympic Qualifying Tournament, OQT, on April 27th to 28th. While Labella, Jose and Perez will travel from Manila to Dubai, the most populous desert city in UAE that experienced unusual heavy rain causing unexpected flooding last week, Catantan will fly from New York since she is based in the U.S. as a student athlete at Penn State University. Read, opinion and editorial. Antonio Contreras, Yen Makabenta, and Orlando Mercado are today's front page columnists. Contreras hits out at the Department of Environment and Natural Resources over issues surrounding the Marikina watershed. Makabenta thinks former President Rodrigo Duterte has a lot of explaining to do over his secret understandings with Chinese President Xi Jinping, while Mercado looks into a military Schengen in the South China Sea. Today's editorial calls for a diverse, equitable and inclusive National Artist Awards. Read the full version in the paper's opinion section or listen to the voice of the Times. For more news and information, read the Manila Times on print, subscribe to its digital edition or log on to www.manilatimes.net. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and LinkedIn, and be part of our communities on Viber, Telegram, and Mastodon.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.